What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. It's the night away. Ooh, ooh, yeah. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, and it's Friday morning, everybody.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thanks, Maria. Good to hear from you. Thank you. It's good. Hey, guys. Hey, boys. How you doing?
I tell you, Vin broke Scott Capurro yesterday. I mean, he immediately went to Facebook Live. I was like, I gotta walk home because
some real mileage out of
that. Yeah, yeah, he got some good mileage out of it.
Oh my god!
I'm glad to hear that. Actually, Christina even said, "I heard that and was laughing so hard." And I said, "You did, and you were." Mm. But she also. And I've heard this from other people. She said, sometimes when you get to laughing, I couldn't keep a straight face if I tried.
Yeah. No way. Yeah.
So I'm like,
I don't know. Hear someone losing it the way Vinny does.
Yeah.
Vinny was actually choking, like having an incident during it.
I have pictures. I'll post one.
Oh, yeah. Post some of those up.
Yeah. He's red in the face laughing.
If you missed it. And listen, I get it. There are people who are like, Scott Capurro, no thanks. And other people are like, yes, anything that guy says. His appearance yesterday was so fun and so funny. He was on so if you want to go back and look at podcasts, it's the 8 o'clock hour podcast. And he and Vinny, first of all, Vinny was coming on to him right from the beginning. I mean, he was just like, opened the door and asked all these inappropriate questions.
That was funny.
I did not. I was just trying, their listeners ask questions and I consider him an experienced source, and I was just trying to get to the bottom of it.
Really, listeners have been asking you, what's the difference between a bottom and a power?
You're gay pert. You're gay pert.
What's a gay pert?
Like your expert, buddy.
Oh, an expert for the gay pert.
That's all.
Sexpert.
And yes, people were wanting to know that.
Inquiring really? Minds wanted to know.
What area code wanted to know that?
I don't have it. Andy.
San Jose.
Okay. Jericho. Oh, San Jose.
Yeah,
wanted
yeah.
to know.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Jeez. Well, good. Thank God we had a Gexpert on. Gayspert.
408 shout out.
Yeah, that's it was hysterical. John was driving the kids to the airport yesterday and he was saying that the show was so funny yesterday.
Good.
It was good. Yeah. It makes me feel good. It's like, I feel like we're rolling now, Had a tough year last year. We're back, baby. Maybe. Anybody got big plans for the weekend?
Yeah. I'm going to try and surf and hang with the family and,
sound like regular
there's no,
plans.
Yeah, there's no, nope, I don't have any. No, nothing.
Yeah, dinner with friends tonight. That's it for me.
Oh, good.
I think actually Scott Capurro is now, of course, hitting me up to come over to my house. I don't know why he wants to visit me so bad. Isn't it obvious I don't want him to come over?
He'll just show up anyway.
I know. Oh, my God. He does that. It's like, even as he was leaving us, he goes, hey, what are you doing this weekend? You around this weekend? I'm like, I'm around this weekend. Maybe we can put something together. I go, but this isn't a commitment to that. We need to further discuss this, and you can't text me 15 minutes before you show up at my house and say, I'm coming as according to our plans. Because we, as of right now, we don't have plans.
Well.
Like,
in his defense, I would say, he has an MO, and you know what it is, so you're playing with fire. Wouldn't you say?
The last time he showed up at my house, we had discussed him maybe coming by.
Yeah.
He shows up, I'm in my pajamas on the couch. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. John's not even there. And he shows up with Edson and I'm like, no, I'm not accepting guests right now. Like, I felt really bad about it. I was so rude.
Did
like,
you not even let him in the house?
I didn't. I was like, no, we didn't have plans. No. And I felt terrible, but I'm like, I got to put a stop to this.
You guys are just really hard on him. Jeez, calling him fat.
How about just not make plans with me? Get a confirmed time and date and don't just stop by.
Scott's always so generous with his...
Is he?
Compliments and
oh yeah, no,
praise.
That's true. You got a point there. God.
I realize I should not have said playing with fire after I said it, but because of what's going on.
Some serious fire action.
On that note, I have a thing on Instagram that I found that I do you know how to get it off so we could put it onto our Facebook?
I think so. Can you send it to me? You know how to send it to me on Instagram, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay,
so
let me see if I can figure it out.
When people talk about how could something have just spread like that? Like, how can that happen?
Okay.
How is it possible. I got this video. I'm going to show it. I'll come over there and show
this
it to
like
you.
This is like a viral thing?
I don't know if it went viral, but it's from L.A. It's right near this McDonald's. Here, I'll come show
it
to
you. Is this the five masked guys running around setting fires?
No.
Okay.
No. This is how these fires spread, though. Listen to this, too.
All right.
You'll be able to hear it as I show it to Sarah.
I think it's...
That's the wind blowing embers for probably miles.
And that's happening on every bit of fire. You can't believe the amount of it. Honestly, looks like one of those crazy shows you might like, pyrotechnics or something. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I saw that video. Yeah,
it's a McDonald's sign, and there's
palm trees
right there, and the wind is going like. That is the wind.
There are a million sparks flying on the wind in this video.
It's just incredible. That is incredible.
That's how that happens.
We're putting that up at the ceremony Facebook page. We'll get that right up there.
Mm-hmm. So it's so tragic. And, you know, I don't have a lot of new stuff to share with you today. I do know that what I had sort of speculated about, I found video on that yesterday as well, which was there was a lady. And she is with a hose in her front yard. It's nighttime. And she's trying to squirt this house as the house across the street is burning down. And the news guy comes up to her and he has a mic and he says, you know, hi, I just wanted to find... And she goes, I'm just trying to do what I can. This is my parents' house. They're 90 and they've lived here for 50 years. And their insurance... dumped them last month. They have no fire insurance. And this house, if it burns, is not only where they've made their life, but they'll have
nothing. They'll have a lot. A burnt, scorched earth lot.
Nothing. And I know that that's in part, that's her, I hate the term legacy. I know that, but that's, a lot of people are living their lives going, well, when my parents pass, I'll have... And right. We'll sell, and that'll be a big part of our future.
Bob Barnett, right.
And how we become, you know, whole at some point. I saw it and I went, yeah, there it is. That's happening all, like, I know we keep seeing Candy Spelling lost her $100 million home. Okay, but Candy Spelling probably also has $100 million in the bank.
She just went to her Hawaii place and said, I'll just shelter in place in my Hawaii.
Right.
That's hard. Yeah.
Well, it was that or New York City in the penthouse. So, you know, she just decided this is so wintry right now.
Like Vin was saying, I mean, that neighborhood is an old, old neighborhood. Mm-hmm. People have lived there for generations.
Yeah.
I talked to I don't know who I was talking to yesterday, and they went to Palisades High School, and they're like, my high school is pretty much burnt to the ground that I went to. I mean, you know, it's a lot.
So anyway, I won't have a lot to share today because it will be just more of the same, which is very tragic. We will share with you ways you can contribute and help. I think the Red Cross has a number you can text that will make...
Yes, it's 90999. It's an automatic test. Text the word Red Cross, all one word, to 90999. That's a $10 donation. So that's a super easy one. You can go to redcross.org as well and figure out a way to make a donation. We'll mention that a few times today.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of... people that work in the industry who are gathering money for writers, you know, who have already had a hard time in LA. Like it was really bad after the pandemic and after the strike. I mean, people just didn't have paychecks for a very long time.
Right.
So they go from that to, oh, and now everything you own is gone and you've got to figure out a hotel bill and still pay your HOA fees, evidently, from some of the buildings. That's one of the guys I heard yesterday say that. And they got a bill for his HOA fees and their mortgage. I mean,
you
still owe all that
when
money.
We talked about it yesterday, Sarah was like, well, at least you'd have a lot. And I was thinking, yeah, and then you'd put a tent up in your lot and the HOA would enact
That's
rules immediately
allowed.
That would say, we don't allow tents. You can't have tents in your charred remains.
Just throw me out of here then.
It's exactly what would happen. You know it.
Yeah.
HOAs are busy. Busy people.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're busy with their own house that burned down.
Maybe.
So maybe they're also tenting it. Yeah. It's a disaster. There's no other word for it. It's of spectacular proportions.
So anyway, I did end up watching a little football last night.
That was a good game.
I took my. It was
what
a good game, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was Notre Dame, Penn State, and it ended up like. And it's the semifinals for the college football playoffs. So Notre Dame just moved forward to the final. There's one more game tonight, and it turned out to be a good one. So I was also pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, because a lot of the games have been junk in this.
I agree.
Just absolutely junk. That game was great. I think the game tonight will be awesome too.
Speaking of TV, because I know the Traitors was on last night, episode one of Danielle Reyes' season. She lives locally. She was a star on Big Brother, incredible Big Brother player. And she's in this reality TV pool. Like, you see her on other things occasionally.
I'm seeing stuff from her now. Like,
what are you seeing?
Clips of her on the show. And I don't know, she's posting things like, here's me, check me out.
Right.
And she looks stunning.
She is so beautiful.
I know that she said some things to Maddie that led him to. I think she's going to do well.
I hope so. I'm really rooting for her. I'm very excited.
I've meant to watch this weekend. We'll watch.
Well, that's what I'm gonna. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think it doesn't even come on until 9 o'clock. And
it should be the first three episodes. I think that go up.
So. Oh, well, I'm definitely gonna watch those this weekend. Very, very exciting.
There's your weekend plans.
415 says, dinner with friends, Sarah. Oh, no. Maybe hide the gum, batteries, chapstick, banaca, and candy bars from your friend.
First of all, I'm not Target.
I got it.
Not Target. And that's not who I'm having dinner with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just friends. We catch up with some friends.
All right.
Ride our bikes over to the restaurant. I am not diminishing in any way what's happening down in LA like that. It's awful. But man, has it been nice here. Like the weather is
beautiful.
It was almost hot yesterday.
Yesterday was beautiful, beautiful day.
I'm
going to
move out of the sun. So we're gonna get on our bikes.
Yeah, I got a couple of texts from people going, well, good timing moving from LA to the Bay Area. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, you mean for you?
Is your old house anywhere near what's going on?
No, it's in the middle of the city. And, but I mean, who knows if there's going to be more fire. Like the city is, the whole city is full of these palm trees that are waiting to blow up. And
the wind is, the wind is just ridiculous. Like
that's why I wanted you to see that video.
That
because
video,
you look at it and go,
it's like
it's hurricane.
How do they put that out? How does that ever get put out? Like it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's plenty of horrific images. Everyone's seen them. That is like such live action horror. I don't even know what to do with it.
Well,
it's awful.
What I think about that video is I just, for anyone out there who's like, I don't understand that the wind and a little flame and the way that's blowing, right. It's almost like a blowtorch. Like
it is. That's exact. It's incredible. You can't believe it. Did we get that up yet?
I haven't even sent it to him yet.
Wait, let's play a song and get that over to Maddie, and we'll get that up on the Serendipity Facebook page. Honestly, it's just an astounding video in its horribleness. There it is. Again.
Part of the problem.
There it is. You can hear the wind. It's unbelievable. All right, KLC HD1, San Francisco Serendipity. Alice, this morning she hears a song. We'll be right back.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.